Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Opera Memphis is about to get cranked up with their new season, but they've actually got some fun things going on in a preseason manner. Ned Candy, the director of Opera Memphis, is here with me today. Welcome. It's good to see you.
Always good to be here.
Of course, I saw you last night.
Yeah. That's right.
We had a little event over there at Opera Memphis, a little advanced viewing of the Wagner's Dream. A documentary in advance of this week's airing of The Ring Cycle on Channel 10. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, boy. Any Wagnerites out here in town, this is really the week. If you see some fellow Wagnerites with bleary eyes every morning, just be merciful to them because there's a lot to take in.
It goes on a lot. I think it was it just fortuitously fell that Götterdämmerung is on Friday night.
Exactly.
So you can sleep late on Saturday.
You can sleep in, And well, always remember, as they say, Wagner's music is better than it sounds.
That's right. All right, but to Opera Memphis and what you guys are doing, the actual real season itself starts, of course, in October, and we'll talk about that when we get to it. But you're doing something really fun and different starting very soon.
Yeah, we have a new program this year. It's called 30 Days of Opera. And basically, it's 30 days of free performances in Memphis and throughout the region. We actually get as far down as Senatobia. We're across the river one day at Delta Arts. But most of them are centered in downtown Memphis.
What fun. Now, how's this going to work?
Basically, we have a certain number of them, about 20 of them, that are set. If you go to our website, www.operamemphis.org, and you click on calendar, you can sort of see where we're going to be at a given time. You know, we're going to be at places like the Farmer's Market, the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, the zoo at different times, and always at times when it's free to get in. You know, every performance is free and open to the public. You'll never need to pay to see or hear anything. And then the rest of the time, we're just going to be sort of driving around in a van with a keyboard in the back looking for trouble. And, maybe we'll show up at the Overton Park Bark Park. Maybe we'll be on Beale Street. Maybe we'll, be in a Kroger parking lot. Who knows? And we'll just be kind of looking for people to show up and start singing at until they drive us off with sticks. But that's sort of that's the idea, is just to have a little fun with it.
And you're going to be singing, of course, some great arias.
Absolutely.
And duets. And
yeah.
Things.
You know, in all seriousness, the idea of an event like this, I think anybody who's heard me talk since I got here knows that my great passion is bringing new people to the opera, people who've never come. And the first step in doing that is breaking down some myths and preconceptions. You know, it's a big step to take that first step into an opera house to see your first opera. And what we're trying to do is make a trail of breadcrumbs, you know, give people a little something, a little taste. And man, when you stand next to an opera singer singing at full voice for the first time, there's nothing like it.
That's right.
Really, it's such a miracle what these people can do with their voices. And I think people, it's such a parodied thing. You know, people are constantly doing, you know, when I introduce myself as the head of an opera company, I'd say 4 out of 5 people sing and say, do the sort of parody opera voice. But, you know, the great thing about this is you really get to hear these trained voices 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, it's an incredible experience if you've never had it. The fact that we have these people who can fill the Orpheum with their voice without being amplified is pretty incredible.
And they're competing against, 40 people in a pit, hammering and sawing away at their instruments. And, it's truly a miracle.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. When does it start?
It starts this Saturday, the 15th. We kick off at 10 a.m. on the steps of First Congo during the Cooper Young Fest.
Oh, what a great idea. Yeah. Now, are you going to be sending out tweets? Are you going to post this
on
Facebook?
Anybody, we're going to be tweeting away madly. We're going to be posting things on Facebook. We're going to be taking video, and we're going to be trying to post at least one video per day. And then at the wrap-up, we're going to have a sort of overall wrap-up. I think it's our goal is to try to get to as many events and many places that are going on in the next 30 days as possible, and just do a little drop-in, pop-up aria, and then move on to the next one, guerrilla style.
That's great.
Yeah. You can follow it all online.
There you go. Okay, well, so don't be freaked out if all of a sudden someone breaks into song next to you in line at the grocery store. Ned Candy is here with us from Opera Memphis. This sounds like so much fun, and I know that that people are going to enjoy this. We're going to talk, obviously, about each of the major events in the season in turn, but do you want to give us a little overview?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think one of the things we're trying to do this year is be very strategic about how we plan our seasons. You know, the old saw is that people come to opera for two reasons, recognition or discovery. And, you know, recognition, they love these pieces, they want to hear them again, they're like old friends. But then there's also the discovery part. You know, people are always craving something new. It's why when you find some opera that Mozart did a single aria from, all of a sudden, you know, the Philosopher's Stone is being performed,
right.
even though the rest of it's kind of cruddy. So, you know, I think if you're really trying to serve your audience well, you have to look at both of those things. And so we're trying to be strategic about it this year and really serve both of those purposes. So the first two shows of the year are two of the great masterworks in the rep. It's La Boheme, possibly the finest opera ever written, certainly a great introductory opera, but also a great opera you can go back to just time and time again.
Sure.
It always gets richer, and the older you get, the better it gets, and I can attest to that. And the second piece is Elixir of Love, which, again, is one of those, I think it's one of the finest comic operas. I prefer it to a lot of Rossini, but we haven't done it here since 1975.
Yeah,
it's been a hugely long time, and it's just packed with great music. So, and, you know, again, we have a tragic opera, comic opera to balance each other out. And then, of course, this year we're starting the season with this new project, 30 Days, and then we're ending the season with also a new project, the Midtown Opera Festival, which is going to be the discovery half of this strategy. In other words, we're doing pieces that have never been done in Memphis before. In one case, we're going to be only the second professional production of one of these one-act operas we're doing. And it's a way to try to introduce people to pieces they don't know. And also, sometimes that's the best way to get people in the door because they have no expectations. So hopefully it'll serve both those purposes.
And we should talk about venues, too, because this is a little bit different for you. Also, your first two productions, La Boheme and Elixir of Love, are at GPAC.
Correct. So we're sort of, to take a page from the symphony playbook, we've been calling them masterworks or, you know, regular season operas. So our masterworks series is at GPAC. It's interesting. It's something that I've gotten a lot of comments, a lot of feedback from. It's primarily positive. I think that maybe people are taking it as a more, like, we're saying something or making a big statement, or that, you know, this is how it is and it's all written in stone or something. It's really, it has a lot to do just with the fact that the Orpheum is hugely successful. They have Broadway shows lining up to come to Memphis. And it means that, sometimes we need to go and find room for the weekends where we do opera somewhere else. And, you know, I love GPAC. We did Fledermaus there last year. It's got a great acoustic. It's got a nice, big, roomy pit. I'm 6'3" and pounds, and so the seats at GPAC are very comfortable for me. So we'll be doing the Masterwork series at GPAC. And then the Midtown Opera Festival, you know, these are chamber operas. These are pieces that are they're built from the ground up to be performed in small spaces and, you know, 200 seats, 300 seats. And, you know, I would say that Playhouse, not only is Playhouse on the Square a perfect venue for chamber opera, I think it's possibly the best chamber opera venue in the country. I mean, it really, and I'm not exaggerating. The acoustics are by the guys who did the Seattle Opera House. You've got that wonderful sort of forward balcony, so you're very intimate. Pit is just big enough. The blend is great. We've done some acoustic tests. Even the proscenium is designed like an opera house proscenium, not a theater proscenium. I mean, it's just really... you know, when you walk into a place like that in my position and you look at it like that, you just think Benjamin Britten, like, I have to do chamber opera here. It's perfect. It's too perfect. So,
yeah. Well, that's going to be exciting. We're talking about possibly doing something special with that chamber opera series. They're also here on the radio. So we'll let you know about that when we get a little bit closer to it. 30 Days of Opera beginning this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Check their website, operamemphis.org. You can find out where these folks are going to be popping up. Or they may just pop up. You should subscribe to their Twitter feed. And then a great season, and we, of course, will talk about each of those operas as we come to them in turn. Ned Canty, my guest today. It's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Their season's first Classic Accents concert offers Beethoven Symphony No. 8, followed by Prokofiev's Symphony No. 1. Friday, September 14th at Lindenwood Christian Church. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.